Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Cindy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Hey, tell me help.
I'm feeling really stupid and immature, but I have my husband and I have a wedding to attend next month, and
okay.
I know an old fling of his is going to be there, and I keep telling myself, God, we've been married for 9 years now, been together for 13, and it's like, oh, I'm just kind of dreading, like, I'm just feeling really stupid about the whole thing.
Are you feeling fat?
Yes.
Okay, let's look at
the... She's fatter than I am now. I saw her at the shower.
Cool. All right, so you've got a month, and I do not want you to go on a throw-up diet or anything, but what would make you feel fabulous?
Probably a great-looking dress.
Okay, let's start there. Let's go get you a fabulous-looking dress. How about, what does your hair look like? Could your hair do a little upgrade?
Oh, it needs tons of work.
Okay, honey. We're going to go find a great hairdo. And I want you to do it the next week for two reasons. First of all, I don't want you to do a new hairdo just before this wedding, because if it doesn't turn out like you like, you know, I don't want you sort of doing a nosedive into the wedding cake. I just don't want that responsibility.
Yeah.
So let's go get you a great hairdo. Not to mention you'll have 6 weeks of feeling gorgeous and beautiful.
Oh, true. Yes. Yeah.
All right. So this weekend I want you to go find a great hairdo. Do you live near a big city?
Yeah.
All right. What I want you to do, do you have like a good department store?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Do you know about personal shoppers?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Personal shoppers, among other things, are free. Yes,
oh.
My favorite word as well. All right, and this is a great time of year because everything is on sale.
True, yeah.
So what I want you to do is I want you to call up, you know, Saks or Macy's or Neiman's, whatever, you know, whatever the big fabulous store is. And I want you to call and tell them what size you wear. Be realistic that you're going to a wedding and that one of your husband's old girlfriends is going to be there and you have to look just fabulous. And get them to sort of get together some stuff, and you'll go in and try on. Make sure that the shoes that you buy are comfortable,
yeah.
So which means buy them a half size too big, because we don't need your feet hurting.
I can't. They're already a 12.
Well, then wear sandals or flats or something. Whatever. I mean,
okay,
you know,
right.
Go to a gay men's store. They'll have 13s. But, I mean, what I want you to do is look the most fabulous, because this is, you hear me talk about stupid and cheerful. This is stupid, cheerful, and sexy as the dickens, all right? So, new hairdo, great dress, and I want you to call me just for the wedding, because you're just going to go, and you are going to be so gracious. There was a great, I was, that when they moved, they broke my grandfather's clock. So I was dealing with a guy who's got the greatest vocabulary. And there was also a water leak into my new apartment.
Oh,
made
God.
Me really happy, yeah. And he says, I'm sure you were monstrously munificent. And I was. And it took me a while to figure out exactly what that meant. But that means so damn gracious that butter wouldn't melt in your mouth. You're going to look so hot, and you are going to be so sweet that, I mean, your husband, first of all, will just be bowled over, and you're going to have the time of your life.
I'm also dreading that weekend because his parents are coming up, and we haven't seen them since, like, Thanksgiving,
but you're
and I
be,
stand them.
No. We're monstrously munificent. You are going to be the most adorable person. You are going to look so fabulous, and you are going to be so sweet that every man there is going to be saying, oh, who is that fabulous woman? Get the haircut in the next week, all right?
And I just won a gift certificate to a hair salon.
Yay! Yay, and you go explain to them exactly what you need. And, I mean, this is spare no expense. This is your husband understanding that, you know, that this we don't even have to worry about. The clothes you don't have to worry about because everything's on sale. Go pick out the perfect color. Take your most critical friend with you,
okay.
The one who is painfully honest. and make sure that it looks, and don't buy it too tight, assuming that you're going to lose 10 pounds, right? Buy something that just looks fabulous on you.
And I timed it good for the shower present. I went to a yard sale, and the woman was getting out a Tupperware, and she had tons of brand new Tupperware. So I spent $10 on like $150 worth of Tupperware.
Honey, you are on a roll. Buy a lottery ticket as well. But go, and send a picture to drjoy.com.
Okay.
All right, we'll put you on the website of saying hottie of the month. All righty?
Yes.
But, I mean, no more thoughts about anything except glee.
Okay.
And the idea is not to crush this woman beneath your stiletto. The idea is just for your husband to look and say, I mean, I'm sure your husband never had any second thoughts, but I want you to just kind of walk into that party like you're walking onto a yacht. Did someone else say that? Oh, yeah, well, we're not going to worry about that. All righty?
I just feel so dumb because we've only been with each other. They never even, like, did it. Been with them forever.
Trust me, if you follow my advice, you and your husband will do it that night, I promise you. All right?
Yes.
You're going to have the most fun you've ever had. Hair in the next week, call up the personal shoppers, and make sure that shoes aren't too tight.
Okay. All right.
Listen, if you can get $150 worth of Tupperware for $10, you can do anything. Go for it, Cindy.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And one of the interesting things, Cindy, is that, you know, that you're worrying about something that your husband has never even considered. But, I mean, think about it this way. This is the universe's way of saying, you know, maybe I've gotten a little careless about walking around the house in, you know, my sweats all the time. And, you know, maybe I've gotten a little bit, you know, I just put my hair back in a ponytail all the time. And every once in a while, there is a reason to kind of jazz ourselves up. And because, you know, it's one of those things that that men really feel very strongly about and quite often get somewhat bent out of shape about. If, you know, when we were dating, she shaved her legs and she did her nails and she always smelled wonderful and she wore these sexy clothes. And now that we're married, she wanders around like my mom. And it is an issue that guys feel, well, gee, as women we think, well, my goodness, I'll never have to wear pantyhose again. Don't talk with me about pantyhose today. But as men, what they feel is, well, how come she's not making an effort anymore? And we're feeling like, wow, you know, he's finally mine. And, but we're wrong that we need to make him feel that it's as important for us to be attractive for him as it ever was. And if you're not doing that, and this is, I think the wedding is just the excuse that we've got at this moment, that Cindy's got at this moment to sort of put a little extra effort in. And that's not a bad thing. That's actually a pretty good thing. All right? So, 855-993-7569. And every once in a while we can, and, you know, the nice thing about Cindy is I said, okay, you know, she's saying, well, I'm feeling fat. Well, I actually sort of figured that out. But the other thing was I said, you know, what would make you feel terrific? And she said, a great dress. Well, that's doable. Losing 40 pounds in a week, not so doable. But finding a fantastic dress, absolutely. All right. So that's the thing to do, is to ask yourself. You can just pretend that I'm sitting there on your shoulder saying, okay, what would do it for you? What would work? And if the answer is a fantastic dress, that's doable. All right. And she's even got a gift certificate. Righty. I mean, look, anybody who can buy $150 worth of Tupperware for $10, she's going to be okay. Do guys even know about Tupperware? Do guys even care? I mean, Tupperware is not one of my things, I must tell you. I don't know if they still have them. They used to have Tupperware parties.
Yeah, I remember those. I was never really into them.
You've never
honestly
been to a Tupperware party?
No, but
well,
I've heard about them a lot.
Yeah, I don't even know that. Someone will call up and tell me that, yes, they have Tupperware parties anymore. But they've always been the model for selling other kinds of things like handbags or perfume or lingerie. People will say it's a Tupperware party for lingerie or something of that sort.
Yeah. Looks like we got a call coming in.
There you go. 855-993-7569. Someone can tell me if they still have Tupperware parties. I'll bet you that's what they're doing. Whatever it is that you want to call about is fine with me. And I did mention two things I actually tried to find it, because I switched, we couldn't actually find the interview that I'd done about Dinosaur 13, but it was on CNN last night. We'll be on CNN again Sunday. I highly recommend it. I'm sorry I couldn't find the interview, because that was a really fun interview, but these things happen. You get to talk with me instead. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed, 855-993-7569. Sarah, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Doctor.
Hi, Sarah.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I was calling today about a man in my life.
Okay.
Who I met over a year ago and instantly fell in love and thought,
he
was the one, moved in together, and everything has been great. I was early in the morning and I left for work and came back and, caught him smoking pot before work. So right then I, you know, obviously that's a huge red flag. If someone is doing that before they go to work. And then it just started me questioning other things.
Let me ask you a couple questions, kiddo.
Yes.
How long did you know each other before you moved in with each other?
A year.
Okay. So you, I thought you met him a year ago.
I met him a full year ago. So before, so we started dating a year ago and moved in together 10 months in.
Okay, so you've been together living together about 2 months.
Correct.
Okay. How old are you?
33.
And how old is he?
34.
Okay. Have either of you been married before?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. So you came back and did you not know he was smoking marijuana ever?
I did, appropriately, on a Saturday night, but not, not before work.
What kind of work does he do?
Sales. So he's interacting with people.
Well, if nothing else, marijuana stinks. So hopefully he got in the shower, right afterward, because otherwise it's pretty, pretty clear what's going on. What did you say to him? So this was, when did you discover this? How recently did you discover this?
2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I did ask him to leave. He hasn't been staying at my place.
Okay. So this is a really serious deal breaker as far as you're concerned.
It is.
Okay.
I just, to me it's shows disrespect for his job and also being serious as committing to me.
All right, I get the first part. Explain to me the second part.
More so showing that he cares and has pride in what he does for a living. And wants to do his best so me and him can have a good future together.
Got it. All right. So you're feeling that by smoking pot before he went to work, he was jeopardizing his work, which in the long run would jeopardize, or even the short run, would jeopardize his financial stability with you.
Correct.
Okay. What did he say at the time? Anything?
He said, "No, I wasn't. No, I didn't."
He said, "I wasn't."
Yeah,
well, that's seriously dumb. Yeah.
Yeah. So, because I was off to work, I didn't say anything. I just left and discussed it later that evening.
And did he admit to it later that evening?
Yes.
It was seriously dumb, but, kind of adolescent. You became the mom at that moment, and he became the naughty little boy. But, all right, so when he admitted to it, what did he say?
He said it was stupid. I made a mistake. I just did it.
Had he done it before? Do you know?
Well, the first time I asked him, he said no. And, I think we all know that you don't just spur of the moment do that one day. So,
there's a first time for everything. I mean, it does seem a little unlikely, but so.
So then he said, I have done it more than once, probably 4 or 5 times.
Okay, so he's been out of the house for, have the two of you seen each other during in the last 2 months or not?
So he hasn't been at the house for 2 weeks.
Okay.
I saw him last weekend, and then he wants to see me today, but I don't know if I should. My real question is you know, I know he's the one. I thought he was the one. And, you know, scared to say goodbye.
All right. Is there anything that would get you? I mean, it sounds like you still love him, and it sounds like he loves you. If he said, "Look, I'll stop. I'll never smoke grass again. Not Saturday night. Not Friday night.
Yeah.
Not Sunday morning." Would that work for you?
Yeah, and he did say that. But I'll tell you something else. And then after he left, I you know, the wonderful world of the internet, I found some Facebook messages with some girls that were kind of inappropriately talking with. So it's kind of spiraled back.
When was that going on?
Right after that happened, I said, "I don't want you to stay here right now."
Yeah, see, I think you have to be. Look, I don't think that's a very smart idea, but he felt like you dumped him and he was doing his... Look, if at this moment, if you're in your 30s, there's probably been at least one time in your life where somebody that you were interested in gave you the heave-ho, and what you did was instantly, or hopefully not instantly, but got in touch with an old boyfriend. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that seems to me to be not the world's smartest thing to do, but not grievous. I mean, if he was doing it where, that's why I think the timing was really important. If he was doing it while the two of you were together, that's one thing. But after you tossed him out, I think that's a completely different issue. So I'm not trying to be his advocate one way or the other. I'm just saying that I think that's it. All right. So what's the question to me at this moment, Cookie?
The question to you is, do I trust him and let him back into my life?
Well, it would seem to me that there's kind of, I mean, you're making it all or nothing, right? You're saying either I have to accept who he is and hope that this is going to be okay, or I have to dump him. And I'm saying that there's a middle ground here. And I think the middle ground may be to say, to be honest with him, say, "Look, I really love you. I'd really like to take you back. Tell me how I can do that." Put it on his shoulders. Say, "Explain to me how I can take you back and trust you, and we can go forward." And see what he says.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, that's all I can ask for.
Well, because otherwise you're really left in between a rock and a hard place, that you're really saying, that it's either I have to trust you unconditionally, which I don't think is ever a great idea, or that I have to... that I have to dump you and you love him. So let me put you on hold for just a minute. We'll talk a little bit about how to negotiate this perhaps a little bit better. All right. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Sarah, who's really got a difficult situation. And I know, Sarah, that you're in a place where marijuana has just become legal, isn't it?
I am, so, yeah.
Okay. All right. So rather than you being put in that really lousy position of, first of all, being the mom again and having to make the rules, which means he's going to he has two options. If you say stay, then he's going to think, at least potentially, well, I got away with it. If you say go, he's going to say, I can't believe you did that. I thought you loved me. So no matter what you do, he's going to oppose you. And that's a crummy position to be in. So if you say to him, I love you. I thought you were the one. I really thought we were going to go off in the sunset together. But tell me how I can resume this relationship, and then listen to what he says.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you say, do you promise that you'll never use again? That's a very different thing than him volunteering, I will not do this again.
Yeah.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then if he says that, say, then I think the follow-up question is, listen, that makes me feel wonderful, except how can either of us trust you? Tell me how this is going to work.
Yeah.
And then listen to what he says, and if you need to, you can call me back. But I'd put this on his shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can tell you, like, because otherwise you're really stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, and that's exactly how I feel.
Sure, and it's not a fair thing to do. And, I don't know that he did it intentionally, but it doesn't, look, what we need to do in this life is take responsibility for our behavior. And this is how he's going to take responsibility. If he wants you back, he's going to let him figure out how to make this work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's great. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Right on. Good advice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Call me if you need me.
All right.
And I know
this is
a sentimental time of year, and it's hard. But look, there will be other sentimental times of year. There will be other years, and if he's going to be in your life, he needs to set things up, and you need to set things up better so that he takes responsibility rather than you being the mom that deals with this naughty little boy. You don't want to be doing that for the next 50 years. So,
And if he's
going to be in your life, you'll have other Christmases. And if he's not going to be in your life, you'll still have other Christmases. So don't let the season seduce you into a bad decision.
Yeah. Yeah.
All righty?
Thank you. Yep,
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that whole issue about marijuana, and you could, look, I'm not really willing to listen to whether, I mean, states have already decided, and I don't want to hear the argument about, well, it's less troublesome than drinking alcohol. If you walk in on your spouse drinking alcohol so they can get themselves to work, you're going to be concerned, right? So I suppose you could say, well, you know, what's the difference between that and smoking cigarettes? Well, don't get me started on that either. But the point being that there are a number of points. First of all, anything that jeopardizes your work is going to jeopardize your financial stability, which is, and that's part of any relationship, that marriage, among other things, is a financial relationship. So that's a reasonable concern. Number two, why are you in a job that you feel is so odious that you have to get high to go in? Number three, marijuana stinks. I mean, you can smell it. It's not, I mean, and around here, is it legal around here? I think it's legal around here. I think a minimal amount is legal around here. Because all of a sudden, everybody on the subway, it's bad enough when people smell like cigarettes, but they also smell like grass right now. I mean, having a good sense of smell is not an advantage in today's world, I'm here to tell you. Okay, now that we've done that. So, well, hopefully that things will work out with Sarah. But what you want in a long-term relationship is trust, commitment, sustainability. You don't want somebody being fantastic one day and a jerk the next. I mean, there's going to be a little bit of that in anybody's relationship, but you want to minimize the peaks and the valleys because it becomes exhausting and it just erodes trust as quickly as anything I know. All righty, you want to do an email here? Because I know we have one more, and I'd just as soon. Do we have enough time to do it here? We probably do, don't we?
Yeah, we could probably get it started, maybe.
And if I need to hold it over. I mean, the nice thing about holding me over is I'm here anyway. Yeah, I'm here.
All right. This email is from Carol in Connecticut. She says, I have a granddaughter who is a freshman in high school. Her sister is a senior and will be going to college in the fall. I presume that means next fall.
Yeah.
The parents have been divorced for about 6 to 7 years. Both parents are remarried. The girls live with their mother, who has psychological issues, to say the least. They move about once a year, but still live in the same town. Both girls do well in school. They have made high honors this past semester. The girls have been involved in school activities. Between their father and myself, we have picked up and taken them to their activities. Her mother doesn't work, nor picks her up. Her stepfather will do some driving for the evening activities. I live 35 miles away and pick them up two or three times a week and bring them home to their mother. I certainly don't mind. We enjoy each other's company, and they'll be getting their wings, quote-unquote, soon enough. They do have the roots. That is some of the background. Now to the problem. The freshman confided in me that she is thinking about moving in with her father. It would be a hard process. A lot of court, perhaps, angry feelings, etc. The issue that I would value your opinion on is the high school that she is attending is a city high school. She does extremely well and excels in her classes and activities. The high school where her father lives is an extremely good high school, and there's not much of a diversity. She is aware of this and feels that there is a minimal number of blacks, which she is, and not her father. This is a concern of hers. The process would be very difficult, and I would appreciate your opinion on the issue of changing high schools. There are so many other issues to deal with if it happens. I want to be careful before we open up a can of worms. The road will be hard and expensive and very ugly. I certainly could go on with more issues, but I wanted to start with this since I'm just thinking about it. I appreciate you and any help you can give me on this issue.
Okay, Carol, first of all, the good news about this is it's not your issue. And that, I know, feels good news, bad news. The bad news is it's really not yours. The fact that she's confided in you may make you feel that you have a position, but you don't. You get to be the listening post here. And you can certainly help her to walk through some of the issues, but it's not your issue. And obviously, you're obviously her dad's mom, and not, it sounds like, much of a fan of her mom. But, I mean, the fortunate thing is you can just keep your opinion to yourself here and just let her look at her options a bit more carefully. The good news is that you don't really have a vote here, so your opinion is kind of irrelevant, and that should make you feel a little less responsible, a little less effective, but a little less responsible, because that's your issue. In terms of going to the school, I think whatever she decides, that in most states, once a kid is between the ages of about 12 and 14, and it varies from state to state, they get to choose which parent they want to live with. And it's quite often that the court appoints them. It's called a guardian ad litem to deal with the kids' issues. And it quite often is not a controversy because the kid gets to go where they want to go. So at this moment, I would just she's the one who's going to have to make the decision. She's the one who's going to have to deal with her parents. She's the one who's going to have to deal with the school. And it sounds to me that she's really just kind of trying out ideas. And good for her for trying them out. Good for you. And good for the two of you to have the relationship where she feels she can bring them to you. But you're not entitled to an opinion here. You can have one privately and you can share it with me, which you actually have in the email. But it's going to be her issue. And that she's got, if she's a freshman, presumably, I don't know if it's a four-year high school or a three-year high school, but she's got some years to work this out. The fact is she does well in school, so she'll probably do well at either school. And it may be that, it may be that the boarding school makes more sense for her, assuming which is probably going to be cheaper than getting lawyers involved, so that she can go away someplace. I don't know what her issue is about wanting to live with her dad. But you get to be the listening post. You get to be the wise woman who used the Socratic method of saying, well, how would that work? And what do you think? And why do you think that? Without ever expressing an opinion. Because you're really not entitled to one. Number one, because you're a generation removed, but you're an important and valuable resource for her to try these ideas out. But no opinion. And you need to also be careful because you don't want to in any way antagonize certainly your granddaughter, but your granddaughter's mother either. If she feels that if your daughter-in-law feels that you're bad mouthing her, you may lose access to that kid, which would be too bad for you and too bad for the kid. So don't do that. But the good news is that there really is no position for you here except to be the wise matriarch who just listens carefully and lets the kid make her own decisions and deal with her parents about it separately. Okay? If you need any more clarification, I know there's some other issues here, feel free to call 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, so we're kind of in the last segment today. So how about we just do some more bah humbugging? Don't worry, folks, there'll be more bah humbugging next week. I won't let you down.
Yeah, we got plenty to go. Let's go to Frances. She says, what she doesn't like about Christmas is taking down the tree with all the lights and ornaments and putting all the crap away. 2 months later, I always find new things that I missed, so I just leave them there.
Although there's something, I'm putting things back in the box, of seeing some of the you know, the ornaments and stuff is kind of fun. But I agree. It's always easier to get home than it is to get someplace. Maybe that's the wrong metaphor, but you get the point. Mm-hmm. I mean, I agree. You know, that putting things away. What can I tell you?
Dana says,
not to mention it makes a mess, right? You get the tinsel all over everything. You get. If it's a real tree, you get the little pine needles. You're right. You get stuff all over everything.
And some stuff will have, like, glitter on it, and some of the glitter
will fall. Like those branches that gets all over everything.
Yeah.
Good point.
Dana says, feeling obligated to buy gifts I didn't intend to buy. I get swept up in the peer pressure, I guess, even though I don't get extravagant.
All right, here's my favorite story about that, which I've shared before. One year, my daughter said, "Okay, Mom, can I make some extra money to buy my friends presents?" And I said, "Yeah." So she had a list of things she was going to do, and I sort of so we went to Woolworths. So you can tell this was a while ago because Woolworths doesn't exist anymore. And she went, and the first thing she picked out was one of the jewelry boxes with a ballerina, which cost more than she had altogether, and she had like maybe 15 people to buy for, and she had about $25 she'd earned. So she went, and she did a great job. She had her list, and she went, and we found pencils that had little dolls on them and stationery, and it was great to the extent, and I said I would pay for the wrapping paper and the taxes and stuff like that. And we went to find a manager. When you ask for the manager at Woolworths, they sort of get an armed guard, you know, to escort you out of the store. And I said, I just want to thank you that she was able to buy all these gifts for, you know, whatever money it was that she had. And I just thought that was great. So on Christmas Eve, we wrapped them together and she labeled them. And she was so excited about it. And on Christmas Eve, we went around to everybody's house. And I remember one place we dropped them off. And they said, oh, thank you. Our present for her is not wrapped yet. And both of us knew that that was kind of a fib. And so what happened was apparently they didn't open their Christmas presents till Christmas Day, and this was Christmas Eve. So this person ran down to the only store in town, basically, which was a drugstore that had outrageously expensive, like, stuffed animals. Because, you know, it just did it for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Wrapped it all up, brought it over to my kid. And so she, my daughter was offended. She was only about maybe, I don't know how old she was, maybe 8 or 9 at most, maybe younger than that. And she said, why did she do that? Because my daughter, basically we're the generation that when it comes, you unwrap it and you can wrap it back up again, but we do not delay gratification very well. And she opened up and there was this like $50 stuffed plushed animal. And my daughter, we were in that drugstore all the time, so she knew exactly how much it cost. She knew exactly where it came from. And she said, why did she do that? And I said, well, she felt that you gave her daughter a gift, so she had to give you a gift. And she said, but I didn't give her a gift so I'd get something back. I just gave her a gift because I wanted to give her something. So, yeah, it's one of the... I suppose the moral of the story is before you go and decide to lavishly reciprocate. And you can do, see, one of my favorite things to do is to, like, give people gift certificates of, you know, I'll clean your bathroom for your next party, or I'll cook a meal for you, and stuff like that. So that you don't have to, you do not have to go into debt this time of year. You just have to be a little bit more thoughtful about stuff.
Yep.
All right.
I agree.
And you don't, because someone gave you something doesn't mean you, although there are also people who keep, and I'm one of them, who keep gifts around. So what can I tell you? All righty.
Let's go to Susan. She says her problem, and I think we kind of touched on this earlier, she says it's too long. Starts in September. Starts in September now and continues for 3 months. Christmas should just be restricted to December.
Well, good luck for that. I mean, it's not that I disagree with you, but...
I think we're already too far gone into
that we're in the middle of December.
Okay with,
we're already screwed this year. Good luck for next year.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to say, let's constrict it down to December again. I think we're probably too far.
Well,
gone.
You know what? You and I can decide to do it. The bar that doesn't play Christmas carols till the middle of December, which means at least they've got another probably till next week.
Right.
But the merchants aren't going to do it.
Exactly. Yep. Because they see dollar signs.
Yeah.
Let's see. Doug says having to live through the whole season being Jewish. Marcy says all the...
Well, you can feel smug.
Yeah, true. Marcy says all the advertising on TV.
Well, again, I mean, we live in a capitalist society. You don't have to be susceptible to it. I mean, you don't have to succumb to it. I hear, but it's kind of like having greedy kids. I mean, you can opt out of that, and they're going to learn that as much from you as anyplace else.
Yeah. Debbie says crowds, and it's just too much work.
Well, we are having a bah humbug moment, aren't we? Okay.
Angeline says the commercialization of it all, consumerism, the stress-induced, frenzied pressure to do and spend.
Well, I hear what you're saying, and it's not that I'm disagreeing. I'm just saying that you can choose not to succumb.
Yeah. This one's tough. Dawn says the sadness for old people who are forgotten by their families.
Well, okay, so for all of you who are feeling bah humbug, go to Housing for the Elderly and visit. Spend Christmas Day there.
Yeah, definitely. Marcy says shopping. I think that's kind of a...
Man, who knew? It's not even the guys being unhappy about shopping.
Yep, Marianne said that it exists, an artificial consumptive construct.
Well, tell me what you really think here.
Carrie Ann says commercializations losing the real meaning of the season.
Well, again, that's a hugely controversial statement because if you look at Christmas 100 years ago, I mean, it was the sticks and stones and the coal, and you got an orange if you were a good kid.
Right.
And you had, I mean, the Christmas tree was really a German tradition, and they would put candles on it, and every year... A huge number of people succumb from one year I had a Christmas tree and I had a fireplace and I just said, well, I'm going to recycle and burn the Christmas tree. Don't do that, folks. It nearly explodes. They're incredibly flammable. So the idea that Christmas was always this holy day without the commercialism.
It's really changed and evolved for so long.
It's a very different holiday than it ever was before.
Yeah.
All right, folks. No worries. I'll let you bah humbug on me next week as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.